But Thanksgiving is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that we have these services. And there are times when I kind of feel like when I'm leading singing, I wish I could just stop. Just be like, is there anyone who wants to praise God publicly today? And sometimes I feel like doing that, and then sometimes I feel like, well, someone's going to like give me a mean look if I do that or something, because it's out of the established order. Anyway, before I get started, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for being God, for deserving our thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for giving us this time to meet together as the church, your army of misfits, your army of people who are in such desperate need, and yet we come together and we share our needs to understand that Jesus Christ is the answer to our needs. And so I pray, Father, that even as I speak as a needy one amongst all these other needy people, that you would bless me and bless your word as I seek to understand its theology and to communicate that in a practical way, even tonight. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we say it when we open the door for someone, when we pass the tray of food, when someone does something nice for us. We tell our kids to do it when someone hands them their toy. We tell them to say thank you. But I think an issue is it's so ingrained in our culture, in our lives, that it's just something we say. It's just something that happens. Someone hands us something, we say, thank you. And then I go, wait, what did they do? I don't know. Why did I say that? What does it mean to be thankful? What does it mean to have Thanksgiving besides the historical reason for having a holiday? We could have turkey any day of the week. What is so special about having this day to have turkey? No, the point of Thanksgiving is to be thankful. And yet so often I hear people, they're setting aside time to have a big meal, which you can do any day of the week. I know it's hard when you have work, but you don't have to have a day off to have a big day. At the same time, you don't have to have a holiday to be thankful. And so I'm going to explore the New Testament. Why just the New Testament, you ask? Because if I did both of the Testaments, we'd be here a really long time. So I chose just the New Testament to give you a picture of Thanksgiving from a biblical perspective. Now, this is going to be topical, which is not my forte. I like to go to like one text, and this is what I talk about, and I have my three-point outline. Instead, because this is topical, I have 9 points. And then you go, oh no, we're going to be here. No, I'm going to go through them rather quickly, because most of this stuff is stuff you already know. But I just want to remind you, before we have Thanksgiving, to understand what is Thanksgiving. And we're going to construct a definition from the Bible. What Thanksgiving is. The first aspect that the New Testament gives to Thanksgiving is its time. As you read through all the descriptions, all 70 passages on Thanksgiving in the New Testament, a theme that keeps popping up, especially in Paul, is on the time of Thanksgiving, or the question, when should we give thanks? When should we be thankful? And Paul's answer is constantly. He says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4, and he says in multiple of his other epistles, I give thanks always for you. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks. Notice he did not say for everything, we'll get to that, but he said in everything. Well, what is this thing? Everything, every what? Every circumstance. The Thessalonians were a people persecuted, and he's saying to them, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, in every aspect of your life. Every time you come to something, give thanks. He says to the Philippians, every time I remember you, I give thanks. And he says to the Ephesians, I do not cease to give thanks for you. The time is constant. He's constantly giving thanks. And the reason that is important, and I'm going to give this for every point, is there's no reason, no situation that should cause us to be unthankful people. And that is what I think so often happens. We are thankful on the good days and we're so glum, so complaining, so murmury, just so disappointed every other time. But Paul says, give thanks always in everything. There's always something to be thankful for, and we'll get to what that for is. But the first aspect is time. Always, constantly. The second aspect that the New Testament describes is its character. what describes or characterizes Thanksgiving. And I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 5 because he gives an interesting contrast in Ephesians chapter 5. The context is in putting off the old man, putting on the new man, imitating God. And in verse 3 of chapter 5, he says, "But fornication and uncleanness, and all uncleanness, excuse me, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh or is fitting or is appropriate for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." There's a contrast between what is fitting for a saint and what is unfitting for a saint. Now, I had to sit down and think, what is the difference between Thanksgiving and these other things? Well, foolish talking, filthiness, coarse jesting, it's all about yourself. But rather giving of thanks, it's something that's fitting for a saint because it's about something else. It's about someone else. It's appropriate for a saint. In 2 Thessalonians, when Paul is talking to them, they're persecuted people, he says, "I am bound to give thanks always for you." The word bound, it could be to be constrained. It's something that he almost feels like he has to do. It's so important to him. He is bound to give thanks because of what they've been doing, how they've been growing in the faith, how they received their word, not as the word of men, but as it is the word of God. He says, "I am bound, I am constrained to give thanks always for you." It's appropriate, it is proper. The description of Thanksgiving is that it is proper. It is appropriate. It's appropriate because of what it is, but it's also appropriate because it's commanded. Paul straight up tells his audiences, be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, he's talking about this unity that's binding them all together. And then he says at the end, and be ye thankful. It's kind of almost like just slapped right in there. What's his point? His point is there is an absolute need to be thankful. Because he continues that you're, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And he finishes singing with thankfulness in your hearts to the Lord. And in whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks. There is no situation that is improper to give thanks. Therefore, it is commanded in every situation. The most well-known verse, once again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you." I don't think we can get any clearer about whether it's commanded if it's the will of God. I love how pastors will go, you know, I know God's will for you. It's to be thankful. It's straight up right there. You can't argue against it. But there's even some situations in which it's commanded. Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing," or "In no situation let nothing make you anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." There's this attitude that accompanies thanksgiving, this prayer. It's commanded. If you don't have it in your prayer, the peace of God might not be with you. Because that's Paul's condition. If you do this, the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's commanded. So the description, the character of thanksgiving is that it's proper. Next, the New Testament describes thanksgiving's source. What is the origin of thanksgiving in you? And this is an important point because I think we often miss it. The holiday season in America says everyone should be thankful on this day. And the big question I have for you that I had to think for myself, are unbelievers properly thankful? Because if it is constant and if it is proper, if it is appropriate, can an unbeliever truly do it? I think the best answer is no, but qualified to some bit, and I'll explain that. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, the big chapter where Paul condemns the entire Gentile world, he says, "When you knew God, you did not glorify or honor him as God, neither did you give thanks." They did not honor him, they did not thank him. And the reason that is important is if you can't thank God, can you truly be thankful for what is in this world? 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, Paul says, in the last days, perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of themselves. And he continues, men shall be unthankful. It's a characteristic of the last days. Well, we're in the perilous times. The times between Jesus' first coming and his second coming is the perilous times. We await the rapture, and in that time, Paul warns his young pupil, these people will be unthankful. Well, we're living in that, and I think we've experienced that. We see the people that act thankful on one day of the year because it suits them. But I want to look at one passage in particular, which when I read it, it hit me because of how strong it was. It's in the book of Luke. If you want to turn there, to Luke chapter 18, verse 11, the Lord Jesus gives a parable, so it's not his primary point, but he references Thanksgiving in this. And the parable is about mercy and about showing who is trusting in themselves or in their own righteousness. So I'll read verses 9 through 11. And it says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." Did you notice? He prayed with himself. And then the first statement he makes is, I thank you, God. Well, how does that fit? If he's praying with himself, almost in direct reference to himself, how can he thank God? And I think that is what happens when an unbeliever tries to give thanks. They make it sound really good. They make it sound like I'm thankful to someone else, but really it's in reference to themselves. Maybe they're actually gracious people, but they don't understand what it is. They have no source. The origin is missing. There is something inherently missing in them that they can't properly give thanks. So what is the true origin of thanksgiving? It's the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 5, we know it well, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Then verse 20, "giving thanks for all things." The giving thanks is a dependent clause. It's not on its own. It's not a direct statement. He's saying something predicated on something else. If you are filled with the Spirit, you give thanks. So the question is, do you really give thanks if you're not filled with the Spirit? At least answer is, if you're not pursuing being Spirit-filled, your thankfulness will be quite dry. You will miss something crucial. You will miss vitality in your thanksgiving, because the source is from the Spirit. Another passage with similar themes is Colossians 3, where he's talking about putting on the new man, Christ's likeness. And then he continues, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." And a result of that is, in whatever you're doing it with thankfulness. Colossians 3:17. A result of pursuing Christ's likeness is having thankfulness. So what is your source? What is the source of thanksgiving? It's the Spirit. It's spiritual. Next, what is the action of thanksgiving? What does it look like? This is probably the most simple. We all understand something about thanksgiving. We do it. It's an action. It's something we do. It's never spoken of in the passive tense. It's not something that happens on someone or something that just happens. It is actually acted. Paul says in no uncertain terms, Romans 8:1, "I thank God." And it's an action. He says constantly, "I thank God. I thank God for this. I am thanking God for that. I thanked God upon every remembrance of you." It's an outward action, but it's also an inward response. It's something that happens in the attitudes, in your heart. Because he's talking about, especially in the context of eating, if I'm partaking, if I'm receiving this with thankfulness, it's something that's antecedent to the eating. He's already thankful before he eats food. It's an attitude. It's inward and outward. But the word I want to focus on is response, and it's something I hadn't thought about before. Thanksgiving always happens because of something. Something happened first, therefore you're thankful. And that's because of who God is. Everything we have Everything we've been given is happening because of something else. We've been given something, therefore we're thankful. And I'll explore that a little bit more, but it's a response. Something happened. The original classical Greek understood Thanksgiving as a duty to give back. Something happened. You have a duty to give it back. I don't think that's exactly where the New Testament goes, but Paul used that idea to explain this concept. Something happened, and you have this duty to give it back. It's an inward and outward response. It happens in all circumstances. It happens when you experience God's provision, when you're walking in the faith, when you're singing, when you're in prayer. It happens outwardly when you're blessing God. It's often equated with blessing. It's interesting, in the feedings of the 5,000, of the 4,000, of the Last Supper, the authors constantly switch back and forth between two different words, between blessing and thanksgiving. He says, he thanked the bread and he blessed the fish, or he thanked the cup and he blessed the bread. And they just switch back and forth because the words are somewhat synonyms. And I kind of thought about that, and then I thought about the fact of, why do I always, when I pray for food, I say, God, bless this food to my body. And I ask myself, what does that mean? Because if you notice, the "it" is always italicized in the Bible because it doesn't exist. It just says Jesus blessed, or he blessed. Well, who did he bless? It's probably not the food. It's probably God. Blessing is vertical. He blessed God for the food. He gave thanks. It's to God. I love how Paul, he'll just kind of suddenly burst into thanksgiving as he's writing. But thanks to God, he mentions it seven or eight times in his writings. I thank God. I'm just thankful to God. I love Romans. He mentions it over and over. Romans chapter 7. However you interpret that passage, at the end, he still says, but thanks to God who hath delivered me from the body of this death. He bursts into worship. It was an exclamation of praise. It's also offered in prayer, and they're so linked that it's hard to differentiate between the two. It's almost like to pray is to give thanks, and to give thanks ought to be in prayer. They're connected. Next, the New Testament describes Thanksgiving's direction. To whom is it given? This is something that I think we need to think about, because we often say, thank you. That never occurs in the New Testament. It says, I thank my God for you, or I thank my God for this, or I thank my God in reference to this. There's only one passage in the New Testament where it's possible that Paul thanked someone else, but even then, how you translate it actually determines where it goes. In Romans chapter 16, he's talking about Aquila and Priscilla, and they laid down their necks for him, and he says, for which I'm also thankful. Or it could be, to whom I'm thankful. And you have to translate it. But either way, most likely his reference is, I'm thankful to someone else for them, because of his abundant use in the rest of the New Testament. So why is that important? I'm not arguing that we shouldn't say thank you. I think that's a polite manner thing to do. But if we say, I thank my God for you, there's something really special about that, because it really recognizes who provided that for you. So it is to God. It is directly to God. It is only twice mentioned directly to Jesus Christ. Next, this New Testament describes Thanksgiving's authority. He says in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, I thank my God through Christ for you. And he says also in later in 7:25, I thank my God through Christ. Ephesians, he says, I thank God in Christ's name. It is the authority of Jesus Christ through whom we give thanks. Well, why is that important? We have access to God. And I think sometimes we forget how awesome that is, because we take it for granted. If we've learned anything from Hebrews, is that Jesus himself prepared the way for us to have access. It was not our doing. And he also gives us access to give thanks to God. That's pretty awesome. So the New Testament describes our authority, but also our mediation. Jesus Christ is our high priest. He hears our thanksgiving and communicates it to God. What does that tell me? God cares when we give him thanks. He wants to hear it. Just like he wants to hear our prayers, he wants to hear our thanksgiving. So the big thing, the biggest point I have on my sheet is, what is thanksgiving's cause? What leads us to give thanks? Is it for everything? Yes and no. Because we have to make some limitations if we say it's for everything. Should I give thanks when I sinned? Should I give thanks when someone sinned against me? I think those are somewhat exceptions. So what is the criterion of thanksgiving? I would define it as this: we thank God for all of his expressions of grace. And those expressions take a lot of forms, because if we broaden it out to the farthest point, everything is an expression of grace, because we deserve to be in hell right now. So just living is an expression of grace. But we can specify it to two really general categories: physical blessings and spiritual blessings. That's why I sang counter blessings. Physical blessings: we have been given food, we have this building, we have heat. But Paul goes deeper. His physical blessings he tends to be thankful for is people. He is thankful for people. He's thankful that God provides people in his life. And that's pretty cool, because those tend to be the things that I tend not to think about, because he says, I thank God for you all. Now, it's easy to thank God for the people who are special to us, but is it easy to thank God for everyone? Paul says, I thank God for you all, for everything that God has given, specifically his salvific blessings, his hearing, his prayers, other people's growth. It's incredible the things Paul thanks God for. And they're expressions of God's grace. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. What leads us to give thanks is when God acts on our behalf, and he does that every day, which means we can be thankful every day, constantly. And if we're not, we're actually disobeying, because we're not recognizing who gave us what we just had. But finally, the New Testament describes thanksgiving's goal. Why do we give thanks? And simply, it's to worship God. Thanksgiving is an act of worship to God. That's why I'm kind of have reservations about saying thank you if we don't understand the theology behind that. Because thanksgiving is an act of worship to God. So why don't we give thanks more? Why do we let situations pull us away from giving thanks to God when we can worship him in thanksgiving? I want to analyze just one passage for this. Revelation chapter 7. There's three mentions of thanksgiving, but in Revelation chapter 7, in the midst of all the seal judgments, there's a great multitude that come about around the throne in verse 11. And it says, and all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Be unto our God. They belong unto God. He deserves our thanksgiving. And that should be plenty of reason to give thanks on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, especially Sunday. Because what moment is God not being gracious to us? What moment does he not deserve our worship? At what moment has he become lesser to us that we would refuse his thanksgiving? Be thankful. So what is this definition we came across? Thanksgiving is the constant, proper, spiritual, inward and outward response to God through Christ, on behalf of all, and because of all, expressions of God's grace to worship him. So why is this important? I mean, I've analyzed all these questions, but let me just give two thoughts. One, we don't need a holiday to be thankful, because every day is an expression of God's grace. Every day is a holy day, because God created it for us. And the second is, thanksgiving is worship, but it's also ministry. It's interesting how Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, first of all, I exhort you that prayers and supplication and requests and thanksgivings be made for all men. Now, the joining of all those words kind of conglomerate, they make kind of one idea, but he mentions thanksgiving specifically. It's to be made for, on behalf of someone else. How is thanksgiving a ministry? Because you're recognizing the work of God in someone. Even if it's something that you don't really appreciate, you can understand God is doing something. God is at work. That's what thanksgiving really is. It's recognizing God is at work. And when we recognize that he's always at work, and we grow in that knowledge, and we grow in that understanding, there really should never be a moment when we stop giving thanks. And that's what I think the New Testament points us to. A constant, proper, spiritual, inward and outward response to God through Christ on behalf of all and because of all. Experiences, expressions of God's grace to worship him. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your Son, for your word, for your grace, for your compassion, for your love, for these people who've come here tonight, even though it's lower numbers. It's Tuesday, it's Thanksgiving week. We all have things to do, and yet we understand there is no moment in which we can stop giving thanks to you. Father, thank you so much for having us here tonight and for listening to your word. I pray that you would move in us. Help us to be thankful people, that we would gather together as thankful people, and that we would express our thanksgiving to you at every moment. I ask this thing in Jesus' name.